I am asking you to support in every possible way Labour's one mouthpiece amongst daily papers, the Daily Herald. Read it, talk of it, show it, get subscribers for it. These are the days of syndicate, and we who bear the banners of the Labour cause have to face the biggest political syndicate ever brought together to crush out any party. Liberal and Tory on the platform and in the press have few differences when Labour has to be fought. They are fighting you. Their press fights you. They fight your representatives, both in Parliament and in the workshop. In the daily conflicts in Parliament, as in the rarer conflicts in industry, they misrepresent and suppress facts and broadcast untruths because their interests are not your interests. Anything is fair in war is the motto of the press in this country, and they are always at war with us. Everyone who has ever been in a fight, either political or industrial, on the side of Labour, knows that what I say is perfectly true. The press will try to be fair only when Labour can defy it by controlling a press of its own. If Labour is ever to be anything but the servant of others, if it is ever to make its own will felt in the ordering of society, in the laws it has to obey, and in its lot in life, it must have a voice to tell the world its own story and present its own case. The life of Labour has been so long hidden from the eyes of men because it has been allowed to flow on in silence. It has been so long regarded as outside the care of the state and parliament because it has been able only on very rare occasions to cry out so that those who suffer may come together and compel the rest to listen. There is no chance of Labour occupying the inner courts of authority without a powerful press. Therefore, the Herald should be regarded as a necessity, a first charge upon your daily expenses, an investment that, come what may, has to be made. You, each of you, have the life of the Herald in your hands. See to it that you do your duty.